Okay, Navigators, super excited about today's episode. One of my favorite things to do on the show, and I think one of the most impactful things to do on the show and in general, is to be able to come up with some real-world use cases of AI for us marketers who are looking to be on the cutting edge of marketing using AI tools and AI tactics. So I was super pumped when I was scrolling through the latest Rundown.ai newsletter from today. Shout out to the Rundown.ai, as always. And they linked out to a blog post from Google called 185 Real-World Gen AI Use Cases from the World's Leading Organizations. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, super excited about today's episode. One of my favorite things to do on the show, and I think one of the most impactful things to do on the show and in general, is to be able to come up with some real-world use cases of AI for us marketers who are looking to be on the cutting edge of marketing using AI tools and AI tactics. So I was super pumped when I was scrolling through the latest Rundown.ai newsletter from today. Shout out to the Rundown.ai, as always. And they linked out to a blog post from Google called 185 Real-World Gen AI Use Cases from the World's Leading Organizations. The newsletter itself was an interview between Rowan Chung and Logan Kilpatrick, an AI employee at Google, on the Gemini team, it appears. And during that course of the interview, they got onto the topic of real world use cases for Gen AI. And that's where I found this awesome post that we're going to talk through and talk a little bit about today. And I think what I'm going to do today is just go through each of these categories of use cases and pluck out a few examples that I think are particularly interesting, and hopefully that you'll think are particularly interesting too. For anybody watching along on video, I'll go ahead and share my screen so you can follow along. But here we're looking at the blog post on blog.google, and you'll see on the left-hand side of the screen, they talk about categories of AI use cases, and you'll notice that all of these use cases involve agents. So if you still need any more indication that agents are the next chapter in AI, here it is for you from Google. They break the categories up into customer agents, employee agents, code agents, data agents, security agents, and creative agents. And don't worry, you won't have to listen to me ramble on through 185 use cases. If you're interested in reading through all the use cases yourself, which I do recommend, there's some good ones in here that we probably won't touch on. I'm going to let you do the deep dive on your own. So definitely check out the link in the show notes. But let's get started with some customer agent use cases that sound particularly interesting. And for each category of agents, they give a little definition. So I will also touch on each of those. So I'll just read to you from the blog post here. It says, customer agents are able to listen carefully, understand your needs, and recommend the right products and services. And the first one that I want to talk about here is character.ai. And I believe we have talked about character.ai in the past, but it's essentially an AI chat tool or a chat platform, an AI chat platform that allows you to create custom characters and custom voices to engage in chats with or to implement on your website or in your digital experiences as chatbots. Anyway, that conversational chat tool is built entirely on Google's Cloud AI stack, and it is definitely a really impressive and really fun tool. So you can add conversational AI to your list of potential use cases which are entirely impossible using the Google stack. Which, again, if you check out the Rundown.ai newsletter, you'll learn more about why the Google stack is really improving as far as developers go, and maybe we'll talk about that on an episode in the near future. This next one sounds kind of a lot like Notebook LM. It's called Formula E, and it says it can summarize a two-hour-long race commentary into a two-minute podcast in any language, incorporating driver data and ongoing seasonal storylines as well. So again, this one, as far as use cases go, sounds like a super handy summarizer, an educational tool to help condense complex videos or media into the core concepts and ideas. So they're using it at Formula E for race summaries, but obviously it can be applied in a very similar way to maybe Notebook LM for your business or for your use case. Okay, the next category they have here is employee agents. And here the definition reads, employee agents help workers be more productive and collaborate better together. So obviously we talked a lot about, or we have talked a lot about these type of agents that we can kind of employ or implement in our own businesses or in our operations. So this is definitely right up our alley. The first one I want to touch on here is a product or an organization called Baye's Impact, B-A-Y-S-E. And I think this use case would be if you happen to be a marketer anyway, who works with a lot of nonprofits or NGOs. Baye's build AI products to support nonprofits, according to the post here, but they have a flagship product called Case AI. And it's essentially offered as a digital case manager that can plug into an existing NGO or nonprofit's data systems and infrastructure, and essentially helps to draft action plans and optimize other aspects of the business or of the organization, the nonprofit or otherwise. And they have a little data or stat here from Google. It says that caseworkers have saved 25 hours of work per week on average using Case AI. Another pretty crazy example that they have here is something that I think, as far as use cases go, could be used in hiring or talent or acquisition. And that's the England Football Association is training Vertex AI, which is basically Google's platform that allows businesses to launch, build, and train their own machine learning models. Anyway, they're using Vertex AI to intake scouting reports as input and convert them into summaries to be used by coaching staff to better discover and recruit future players. So why not apply the same type of logic to resumes in your hiring and recruitment strategies? I think that definitely is definitely going to be a very applicable use case for AI models in the future. Okay, moving on, our next category here are code agents. Another category I would say that we have talked a lot about on the show. We talked about tools like Cursor and Replit, which is mentioned in this list here, as AI-powered tools that are helping people code, both existing developers and total newbies to programming. Which is something that Rowan and Logan discussed in that rundown interview as well. Anyway, it says here, code agents are helping developers and product teams to design, create, and operate applications faster and better, and to ramp up on new languages and code bases. So, like I said, Replit is mentioned here. So far, we have only talked about the Replit agent on the show, but they mentioned another tool here in the blog post called Ghostwriter, which is Replit's software development AI. So I wonder if the Ghostwriter is the AI behind the Replit agent that's granting Replit users access to Google Cloud infrastructure. And at the same time, it says here, apparently Google Cloud and Workspace developers will get access to Replit's collaborative code editing platform. So pretty cool little synergy or symbiotic relationship there from Replit and Google. Most of the other use cases in this category involved developers taking their company or their existing products or existing code base and uploading it into or entering it into or using Gemini's Code Assist to make recommendations and optimizations to existing code bases for developers. So definitely check out a few more of those in the link in the show notes. Moving on into data agents. This one is maybe a little dry, or at least it seemed to me at first, but there is definitely some cool stuff in here. And one of them that I just found or just read a minute ago is definitely applicable to us as marketers. But first, let's do a little definition on data agents. According to Google, they say here that data agents are like having knowledgeable data analysts and researchers at your fingertips. They can help answer questions about internal and external sources, synthesize research, develop new models, and best of all, help find the questions we haven't even thought to ask yet, and then help get the answers. So they definitely just kind of schooled me a little bit. Doesn't sound very boring or dry at all. It sounds pretty amazing when you have great copy like that. I love the writing in that little paragraph alone for the data agents here. Anyway, the one that I think definitely applies to us as marketers is called Full Story. And I'm just going to read it out loud a little bit from the blog post here. Apparently, it's a digital behavioral platform, and they're building the ability to analyze and summarize user behavior on a website, all in the effort to make the chatbot experience on a site more natural, more contextual, and hopefully improve the virtual agent experience. Definitely something that is applicable and a use case for us as marketers who have chat features on our website and who might be using other tools mentioned in this list, like Character AI, to enable those chat features. And like I said, at the surface, the data agent might sound a little bit boring, but there are some incredible use cases in here, specifically in the medical space, researching new drugs. One is called NeuralPace, I believe it's called. Let me make sure. Yeah, NeuralPace, excuse me, which is a medical device company, and they build a solution that quickly identifies effective epilepsy treatment that are best suited to different patients. So really just some amazing stuff here. And I think the medical space is something, is one area that's just the most ripe for AI to come in and just blow people's minds and hopefully save people's lives. I think, okay, moving on. Now we have security agents, which according to Google, assist security operations by radically increasing the speed of investigations, automating, monitoring, and response for greater vigilance and compliance controls. So not too hard to figure out the benefits of AI in this case. It can constantly be watching, and it can constantly be monitoring countless machines or networks, which is something that simply is not possible for human data security employees to do. So here you have use cases from Pfizer, which is, according to the post here, aggregating its cybersecurity data sources and letting AI analyze them. You also have huge financial institutions like Charles Schwab integrating Google SecOps, or security ops, I would imagine is what that stands for, into their existing intelligence frameworks. So cybersecurity is certainly not going to lag behind in the adoption of AI, that's for sure. Okay, and then last but definitely not least, especially for us marketers, are creative agents. And it reads here that creative agents can expand your organization with the best design and production skills, working across images, slides, and exploring concepts with workers. So we should have no trouble identifying the valuable use cases of creative agents. If you've listened to the show, you certainly should have no trouble. We talk a ton about creative agents on the show, at least early versions of creative agents, in which they're probably more aptly described as creative tools or creative AI tools. But again, we talked about the trend towards agents and how many of these tools, whether they're AI tools already or the tools that we use daily, how many times did I just say tools there? I don't know why I lost count. The tools like Canva or Salesforce, et cetera, are slowly going to morph into agents. The entire platform, try not to use tool anymore, will just be an agent that can do the work for you. So that we definitely see that as a trend in Salesforce, heading towards the Salesforce agents and Agentforce. Anyway, so you shouldn't be surprised to hear these use cases, really. We have Puma, according to the list here, who is using Imagen, the Google image generator, to customize product photos on their website. Square Enix, which is probably my favorite all-time video game developer or video game development company. If there are any Final Fantasy gamers out there, or Kingdom Hearts, if you're not, excuse the total nerd out. If there are, then we are definitely fellow nerds. And so to see Square Enix on this list, which it says is using customer data to develop AI-optimized marketing assets, definitely brings up a little nostalgia and an urge to play some of those favorite games of mine from childhood. Anyway, look at that. We have Canva here, which I just mentioned, but apparently Canva is using Vertex AI for its magic design in videos. So there you go, an awesome crossover between a tool that we're definitely using, or at least I am, and I've made you guys aware of on the show, and the Google AI that's making that tool possible. I didn't know that Vertex AI was behind some of Canva's AI features. Okay, so like I said, definitely check out the link in the show notes. There's a ton more use cases here that can at least, if not give you ideas or inspiration for how you might be able to use AI in your organization should get the wheels turning on AI agents here, and a future in which they are very much a part of our daily lives, let alone our marketing strategies. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.